I'm joined today by Sheila Payne, who's the Senior Wellbeing Facilitator at St Raphael's Wellbeing Centre. Thank you for joining us.
Hello.
Now, you're here to tell us all about the St Raphael's Living Well programme.
That's right. So we're really excited to be launching our new Living Well programme, and it's between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. So please drop in if you can to St Raphael's Wellbeing Centre and you can find out more.
Now, tell us a little bit more about the Living Well programme. What sort of exciting things have you got planned?
Okay, well, the programme's aimed at people over the age of 18 living in the boroughs of Sutton and Merton who are living with a life-limiting, progressive or chronic illness. It's also open to their family members. So you can refer yourself if you visit our website, or you can be referred by your GP or a member of your medical team. So the programme, it's a social or therapeutic supporting programme. Your clinical care will remain with your GP or your medical team. And it's an 8-week rolling programme, which you can dip in and out of according to your needs. And we offer practical advice and information to support your well-being, to help you live your life with your illness as well as you possibly can. It's a great opportunity for social interaction, peer support from people who understand what you're going through. And they're a great source of support, really, people who know how you feel.
Yeah, very important to have that support.
Definitely, yeah. And the topics we include are things like sleeping well, fatigue management, anxiety, breathlessness and relaxation, nutrition and diet, help with financial and practical support, and lots more. But you can dip in. You don't have to do the whole 8-week programme. You can dip in and out according to whatever topics suit your needs.
Sheila, how fantastic that people, after all of these months where they've been at home and had to isolate and be very careful about who they see and who they interact with, they can actually come and see you face to face.
Yes, it's wonderful to have people back into the centre. It's been a long time coming. We are just having small groups at the moment, and it's all very COVID safe and friendly. But we are continuing with the Zoom support as well and the telephone support. So, you know, if you can't manage to visit in person, then the Zoom sessions are all going ahead. So we're open Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, and we have sessions in the morning and in the afternoon, all available on our website.
Fantastic. Just remind us who can apply to join this, and what were the sort of criteria to join your wellbeing programme?
Okay, so the criteria is to anyone who lives or has a GP in the boroughs of Sutton and Merton who are living with a life-limiting, progressive or chronic illness.
And why particularly are you launching it now? Obviously the pandemic has brought up all kinds of issues that maybe had been underlying for people, mental health, anxieties and things like that. But is there a reason specifically why you've thought, right, let's do this today?
Okay. Well, we just thought we've been running our wellbeing centre the whole of lockdown, just very differently. So instead of having patients and family members into the centre, we've been doing everything over Zoom or telephone support. And it's been okay. We've managed, and it's been something better than nothing. But there's nothing like people getting together. And I think with the lockdown and the COVID situation, it's given us all a chance to just think and try and decide if there's more we can offer. And we think we can. So we offer social activities such as music appreciation, armchair yoga and relaxation, arts and crafts, coffee mornings, that kind of thing. But we just felt we needed to offer a little bit more, really, to help support people when they've had a diagnosis, which, you know, it can be frightening. You don't know where to go for support. So we want people to come to us when they're newly diagnosed, when they're feeling scared and alone and they don't know where to turn. We want to be here to help and to advise with the topics that we're covering, really, just to help you realise that there is support out there. People do understand how you're feeling, and we want to be there to help you live your life as best you can while managing your illness. I think it's very important at the moment. There's a lot of social isolation out there, and people are feeling extra anxious. So we're a nice, warm, friendly environment. It's nice and bright and airy. And, you know, even if you just come along for a cup of tea and a chat, it's just good to know there's somebody there you can come and talk to, get you out of the house and get used to, you know, coming out and doing things again. So I think we've all lost a little bit of confidence as well, whether we're ill or not. So that just impounds the problem, really.
Well, I feel so much happier just hearing you talk and listening to you. So I'm sure so many people will take so much comfort from you and all of your team, who sound like they're doing the most astonishingly brilliant job, particularly given the difficulties that they're facing during a pandemic and the lockdowns we've had. Sheila, thank you so much for your time. The very best of luck with the programme. I'm sure you will be inundated with people desperate to come and see you at the Living Well programme. The best of luck from all us here at Radio Jackie, and keep us posted with how it goes.
Lovely. Thank you very much.